I put my nose down to his face and gave him a bark we call full air horns. It just blew him away, the little hiccacrip. Rolled him up in a ball and blew him away. Okay, maybe he managed to land one lucky punch before he got blown away. Several lucky punches. He did a pretty good job of shredding my nose, shall we say, but I chased him around the north side of the house and ran him up a hackberry tree. Gazing up at him with watering eyes, I delivered one last burst of righteous barking. There, you little creep, and let that be a lesson to you. Next time you feel an urge to steal from your friends, don't forget that cheaters never weep and chinners never win. Then, holding my head at a proud angle, I whirled around and marched away. Behind me, I heard Pete say, "My goodness, there's a rainbow." I stopped. Rainbow? Was that some kind of insult? Or was it a code word? I turned and marched back to the tree. "What did you just say? Something about a rainbow?" He grinned down at me. "Oh no, Hanky, I never would have said that, because then you would try to beat me to the treasure. Oops." He slapped a paw over his mouth. Did you notice that clue? He slapped his paw over his mouth. Obviously, this cat was trying to hide something from me. "What are you talking about?"
"Me? Oh, nothing, Hanky, nothing at all. You probably think there's a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow, but there's not. Really."
It was then that my keen eyes caught sight of a rainbow off to the northwest. By this time, my mind was racing. Wasn't there some old superstition about rainbows? What was it? In the blink of an eye, I did a search of Data Control's huge library of files and came up with a very interesting piece of information. Very interesting. Here, check this out. At the end of every rainbow, there's a pot of something. Treasure. I could hardly conceal my delight. What a dumb cat. In a moment of weakness, he had blurted out a priceless bit of information. And he didn't even know it. He thought he'd fooled me, see? Thought I hadn't noticed, hadn't caught his slip of the tongue. The foolish cat. Very little escapes my notice. Pete should have known after all the years we'd spent matching wits. But if he didn't know it, that was fine with me.